The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fun night to be a Blazer fan. It really was.
It was a great night. You know, you wonder about the bounce back, right? You know, coming out of practice, kind of looking at where everything was, and
coach calls you a loser.
Yeah, and they had a kind of a
I mean, if you slept well.
I mean, that's why I was so tired, Dusty.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't think he was talking directly to you, Danny.
You don't think so?
You're a loser.
I don't think so.
You're a loser.
I mean, that wasn't a response to my question.
Yeah.
So, there's that. But no. So, you know, I get there like I always do, get there early. And the first thing that I want, I'm just, let's check the vibes. Let's check the vibes. All right. So, see a couple guys and they're coming in, talk to a few guys in the court, talk to a few of the execs, talk to a few of the coaches. Do pregame with Chauncey. Chauncey seemed to be have a little juice to him. Okay. Get in the locker room pregame. Talk to Rob. And Rob was so elated and joyful and just on cloud nine about being back in general. And we talked about how comfortable he looked in Minnesota, like landing on one leg, and how he was like, man, it was so good. Like, I didn't even think about it. He was like, it's like, it was such an unbelievable, like, you could tell, like, there's this joy and this release and this comfort. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You know, he's definitely not uptight. He's not worried about really, like, tonight. It seems like, but he's pretty focused and ready to go. Talked to Denny. Denny was brutally hard on himself. He's like, nobody's harder on himself than me. He goes, but I'm not worried about this. I'm not pointing any fingers in here. Like, my problem so far this year has been me, you know? And you're just like, okay, that's interesting. And then you just kind of feel the juice, you know what I mean, in the locker room. And there was nothing there that was, like, made you think that, you know, this could go bad. And I thought that was really interesting because I did kind of an informal survey among players after practice Monday. And then again, kind of before the game. Like, do you guys understand or do you guys think that if something goes bad here that, you know, Chauncey could get fired? And it didn't even, like, most of them didn't even realize it. Like, that was a potential option to give you an idea of how insulated they are from this stuff, right? And they come out last night, and it wasn't just ball going hoop. They played hard. And this
They played hard on both ends of the floor. I think that was the part that, for Blazer fans, was watching a team on both ends of the floor play a complete game. When is the last time we saw that?
I think they've played hard.
No. That's not what I'm saying. A complete game for 48 minutes on both ends of the floor.
The complete, because the effort and intensity and execution turned into production. That's the first time this season.
I think it's the first time. Probably in two seasons. No, maybe even more.
They had a couple games last season where you're like, that was pretty damn good. But no, to your point, yes. The fact that we have to, like, genuinely think about it, that's the thing. It's like, and again, a lot of that is the 18 of 32 from three. I mean, they had the Blazers now bookend the NBA this season with the worst and best 3-point shooting nights in the NBA. That's kind of an insane thing to think about. And they happen in back-to-back games.
Yeah. I think if you look at it, though, it wasn't just knocking down shots from the outside. It's 30 assists on the game. It's 64 points coming off of your bench that has had little to no pop throughout the course of the season. It's the fact that guys like Denny Advia, who has not looked comfortable either in the starting lineup and absolutely not coming off of the bench, coming out and making a couple threes, playing on both ends of the floor like the guy that everybody was saying, hey, this is a big pickup for Portland when he came out of Washington, because he did play like what we saw last night far more often than he did at any point that we've seen as a Portland Trailblazer. What Robert Williams III, we finally get to see him. And you mentioned his vibes check and just the fact that he got to play both ends of a back, or he got to play on the front of that back-to-back, and now he has the opportunity to potentially play on both ends of a back-to-back, right?
Like, he's going to try to push.
He
said it in the
post-game. Is fun to hear, and yeah, that's good to see from Robert Williams III in that, look, I don't know the last time he has done that. If I'm Portland, I don't know if I want to play him on both ends of a back-to-back.
And to be honest,
though,
I expect Minnesota to come out and absolutely hammer Portland tonight. Anthony Edwards was disgustingly bad last night. They did not want to be there, and you could see Chris Finch was kind of pouty about it and challenging that call in the final seconds and just like, come on, man, let's keep this moving. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's the NBA Cup. I'm like, no, it's not. He's being petty because his team just got throttled. That's what this is.
And look, that may be the most fun part about last night, right? And I thought a guy who's getting overshadowed a little bit based on the fact that you get 64 points from the bench. Robert Williams III has his ability just
to do everything.
I think we all forget how quick he can get up off the floor, mm-hmm, too. Like, that was kind of what made him special. And yeah, doing everything. Scoot Henderson with the layup coming up and under in an acrobatic, like, ooh, that's the guy that Portland drafted. Jeremy Grant coming out early and making his presence felt. Donovan Klingon getting his first career start. Like, all of those things happening, it kind of outshined the fact that Tumani Kamara was all over the floor.
He was incredibly good last night.
He was incredible.
Took
14
two charges,
points,
knocked down
four
threes,
rebounds, three assists, mm-hmm, two steals. As you said, taking some charges, looking comfortable behind the arc. Where
38 minutes.
Last year, Tumani Kamara used to just go and hide in the corner when he was on the floor, mm-hmm, and not wanting the ball, like just sitting there and just hiding in the corner. He took threes. He looked good. I mean, and look, last night was an aberration. I'm okay with it. And I don't care if people hate it because it goes against the tank. Whatever. We know this team.
Yeah,
they're going to lose plenty of games here.
Yeah.
Having a game like that was actually fun to watch as a fan that has just been kind of beat over the head, especially with what happened against Memphis on Sunday night.
Yeah, and I think a big part of this is, people got mad at me for saying this, and they'll, you're a Chauncey defender. And it's like, no, you want to talk about how Chauncey Billups was solely responsible for how bad they played and not having them ready against Memphis, blah, 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 blah. If that's the case, it's not. But if that's the case in your brain, it shouldn't be. Then Chauncey Billups deserves all the credit for having one of the best performances they've had.
I mean, the way that he called them out publicly,
they needed it.
We talked about this. It can go one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it went the right way. It's not going to be something that we're going to hear from Chauncey Billups all the time, because you know what? At some point, they're going to be like, you know what? F you then.
Yeah.
Right? But
when he calls a spade, you know, they couldn't turn on the film and argue with him.
To your point of they've played hard to him, or played hard to him, they've played hard for him up to this point, that has been true.
Mm-hmm.
He called them out when they didn't, and they responded in kind.
Yep.
And that is a sign of a team that respects the coach, and he has not lost the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And now anybody can still have their opinions on whether he's the guy moving forward or whatever.
Which we all know he's not going to end up being. And it's entirely fine.
And there's nobody that you're going to bring in during this season that, mm-hmm, is going to be some sort of, to use a Neil O'Shea word, a panacea,
yes,
for the ills that plague the Portland Trailblazers. You're not going to have that guy. It's not Nate Bjorkgren on the bench right now. It's not anybody else that's an assistant coach. You're not going to hire somebody off the street. Look how well that's worked out for the Milwaukee Bucks and Doc Rivers, mm-hmm, with Doc Rivers, right?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that's just not going to happen. So as long as Chauncey still has control of that locker room, that guy is going to be the coach of the Portland Trailblazers. And look, they came out, they played hard last night. And I think the bigger concern, though, is, you know, the one downside of it is Anthony Simons went down. A chest injury.
Yeah, it was definitely scary. It turns out he was having some trouble breathing. Chauncey Billups mentioned in the post game that he went through some scans and some tests, and he cleared okay, and they're going to do it again today. I would venture a guess he probably doesn't play today, just to be safe and kind of check and make sure where things are at. We haven't gotten an update yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if that were the case. Same thing with DeAndre Ayton, who's dealing with a finger injury. You know, with Ant, I've already seen people in the text line. They're better. They're tougher and better defensively without Ant. It's like, no, they came out of the game tough and defensively minded in the first five minutes of the game. It had nothing to do with Ant going out. They all bought into what was going on. If you want to talk about stylistically what changed for the team, and I think this is where you give the credit to how great Robert Williams III is. Rob is not Nikola Jokic. He is not the guy you run your offense through, but he is a basketball savant, particularly on the defensive end, and he understands spacing and negative space. And by negative space, I mean like not occupying space so that somebody else can fill it. And DeAndre Ayton doesn't have that feel. And it's not like a shot at him. It's just, I mean, to be fair, most people do not have the feel that Robert Williams III has. And so you see him offensively work as a screener, as a natural DHO partner. Like he has that innate feel and playmaking feel to kind of keep things going, move the ball side to side. When he rolls hard. Like if DeAndre Ayton wants to maximize what he can be and his teammates, if somebody could give me the magic wand to give him one thing, it's not being a better screen setter. It's not shooting threes. It's not being more focused. Just roll hard. Because there was a play last night. Denny Avdia drove to the lane, hit his like, you know, that deceleration euro, drew the foul. Rob goes over and kind of grabs him by the chest, and it wasn't like a negative thing. He was like, "Hey, look," points up, like, "Look for me, dog. Look for me." Next play down, Denny cross, wait, lob. Rob just dives to the rim, catches it, throws it down, gets absolutely smacked across the face. Screw you, Tony Brothers. Good God, how do you miss that? But you could just see it. You could just see the gravity of the role that Rob created and the bind that it put the defense in. And it was like, that's it. That's it right there. And I think that was such a huge part of last night. And everyone was making their cuts. There wasn't, I think the only player that played quote unquote soft at any period of time was Shaedon Sharpe in the first like 5-7 minutes. He had Mike Conley on switches or in transition a couple different times, and he just kind of looked at it. And I'm like, Shaedon, that's 38-year-old Mike Conley. Get your butt in there. And he drove on him once, and Ant Edwards just came over the top and smacked it off the rim because he went up soft. And it was like, I don't know what happened. Well, I kind of know what happened. A timeout happened, and Chauncey Billups chewed his butt and said, we need you to be forceful. And then the rest of the game, got downhill, got aggressive. He wasn't settling for you know, late second off-the-dribble jumpers. He played with force, attacked the rim over and over and over again. You saw him get out defensively and be disruptive. It's like, there you go. There you go. And I think like it just it was trickle down emotion from the team. And I think it started with that how they started that game. They not only did they score first, Dusty, for the seemingly feels like the first time, the first shot they hit was a three, and it was collective sigh.
And it's a lot better feeling than missing your first 10 shots as they did against the Timberwolves the last time they played him. Just last week. Blazers win 122-108 in the process. Robert Williams III, he became the first bench player with at least 15 points, 3 steals, 3 block shots on 90% field goal percentage since James Worthy in 1983.
Oh, I mean, Rob's stat lines the last couple games have been insane.
He went 19-9-3-3.
I will say that
that's pretty
first,
good.
The first sports poster I ever had in my entire life, as a even
was
as a
Robert
lifelong
Williams III?
No, yes, as
just bought it yesterday.
Damn it! Even as a lifelong Blazers fan, it was L.A. Law, James Worthy.
Yeah. All right, Blazers get a win. They are back at it tonight, though. Minnesota Timberwolves gonna be out for blood. Just appreciate what you saw last night because it may not last very long, and I don't know. They're 4-8 on the year. Don't worry.
It's
everything's
fine.
Gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.